In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we're continuing Luisa and the Mediatrix of All Divine Life, Part 3. We are on the top of page 4. Volume 35, 10, 12, 1937. Further, when the soul, the creature, wants our holy divine will, all her acts are like messengers between heaven and earth. So here, what we see was what Scripture talks about, heaven and earth kissing. It becomes one with heaven. The souls in the divine will have been taught by Jesus and Mary, through little Luisa, how to begin to live this abundant life. And all her acts are like messengers between heaven and earth. Heaven and earth are now back in union. There's peace between heaven and earth. So Jesus says, in these messengers, these acts that the soul does, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you do your prevening act and your actual acts. They go up and down continuously. It's like a heartbeat. It's like a breath. It's like the waves on a shore. This is the divine will. It's constant motion. And Jesus says, when there is motion, there is life. If there isn't a heartbeat, there isn't life. If there isn't breathing, there isn't life. He's saying this constantly going up and down, heaven and earth kissing. Being messengers now of peace, of divine peace, now of divine love, now of divine glory. So what Jesus teaches Luisa is how to pray the way he prayed, how to pray the way the Blessed Mother prayed. And that's what the rounds are all about. The rounds are giving back to God his peace, divine peace, his divine love. You breathe it in and you breathe it back out. You give back to God what is God's. This is what it means to be in God's image and likeness. The time we're living in is so exciting. It's, you know, when Jesus told his apostles about the gospel the apostles embraced this gift. The apostles were filled with zeal, and they went out to live the new way. When you read the Acts of the apostles and the presbyters and the priests of Israel together went out to say, this is what it means. This is the fullness of life. You know, the Jews did not know of the Holy Spirit. They did not know of the Son. The Son of God, and they knew of the Father, the God of heaven and earth, and they knew that in Genesis we will make man in our image. They knew this, but they were not taught it. Jesus had to come as the Son of God. Mary had to come as the Mother of God, Theotokos, to give this life to mankind. And the divine will, in a way, is more explosive than what Jesus was teaching. Now, how can that be? Because Jesus is now teaching Luisa. Our Lady is now teaching Luisa, the new Adam and the new Eve, teaching the newborn how to begin to live a life that God originally planned for Adam. When God breathed into the dust, out of the dust came the image and likeness of God. That wasn't God. It's the image and likeness of God. And that's why when the devil seduced Eve and said, if you eat of this fruit, you will become gods. That's the lie. That's the New Age system. That has nothing to do with the truth. So Jesus is saying that when we begin to live this, it's going to be more shocking to the world than what Jesus said 2,000 years ago. What's amazing about this is that our God has asked us to live at this time, And he's teaching us step by step. Now, like I've always said before, people say they're living in the divine will. Well, we want to live in the divine will. When we're peaceful, joyful, and happy, we enter into this life. But as soon as we're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, or negative, or sinning, we're out. We're not in the divine will anymore. So Jesus is saying, I want you to enter into this life of peace, of joy, of happiness, this life of heaven. May your kingdom come on earth exactly the way it's in heaven, the fulfillment of the Our Father. And this is what's happening. We give back to God, God's divine peace, God's divine love, God's divine glory, God's divine adoration. It's to be in God's image and likeness. And this is what we're trying to focus on. Now, the saints showed us how to do the will of God. Jesus is showing us how to live in the will of God. And this takes, you really have to focus on what Jesus is saying to Louisa. Now, a lot of people confuse the divine will with the human will, okay? They say, I want to do this prayer. And I remember this one person told me, I'm doing the divine will. I'm doing all the novenas of the saints. I'm really living in the divine will. And it's no. That's doing the will of God. Jesus wants us now to live in the will of God, which is to go beyond the devotions. That's why, what did Jesus say to St. Faustina? The final devotion that I'm giving to my church before I return is the divine will. Divine mercy. So this final devotion is what we pray every day at 3:00. Jesus, I trust in you. Why? Because God is going to give us more than what he gave to the saints. This is what St. Louis de Montfort says. In the final days, they'll be the greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world. And it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. So the Lord is looking at us. The Lord is saying, I want you to begin to live this abundant life. I want you to begin to learn the way Adam lived before the fall. And this is what the 36 volumes are all about. As you study this, as you read, as you study, as you put this into practice, it's magnificent. There's a lot of people that don't like Louisa because they think it's something different than what they're reading. As you enter into this gift, what happens is Jesus expands your capacity of embracing more. And this gift of the divine will is eternal. It's forever. You will never be able to possess all the truth, all the knowledge of God. That's for eternity. As we enter into eternity, as St. Thomas Aquinas says, the beatific vision, it's going to be the eternal awe of God, just in awe of how magnificent, how beautiful, how holy, how perfect this is. And we're beginning right now. So Jesus says to Louisa, I want you to be the little newborn. Okay, what is a newborn? He can't feed himself. He can't walk. He can't talk. He has to be held in the arms of the mother. He has to be fed by the mother. And this is what Jesus says. Let me lead you, guide you, direct you. Let me feed you. Let me take you where I want to take you. You know, when you see a little one, when they begin to walk, they can walk for a few feet and then fall to the ground, basically. It would take forever to walk a mile. And Jesus says, let me carry you this way. And why? Because this is what God thought from the beginning. God wants to gaze in our gazing. He wants to breathe in our breathing. He wants to beat in our heart beating. He wants to truly be our Lord, our Master, our King, our Savior, our all, our God. So he says, I want to hold you, and I want to feed you, and I want to care for you. And a lot of the saints have said, I want to build a cathedral for you. I want to build a monastery. I want to form this community for you. I want. And God says, now, he says, I want to do this for you. That's what St. Louis de Montfort says. In the final days, greatest saints in history of the church, history of the world, and it's nothing that they have done but what God has done for them. So this continuously going up to heaven and coming back from heaven, being messengers of divine peace, divine love, divine glory, is what God wants us to begin to live. If this is true, your family will be taken care of. Why? Jesus will be there in you, in, with, through, and for you as you are in, with, and through, and for him. It's really a new beginning. And our Lord is saying very clearly, watch what I'm going to do. There will be unheard of prodigies. He says that to Louisa so often. Unheard of prodigies are going to happen for the souls who are living in the divine will. So Jesus says sometimes these souls who are living in the divine will, one with Louisa, even command our divine justice to stop. That's what Louisa did. Louisa saw what was coming, and she says, Jesus, let me take this upon myself. Save the people. This is Moses standing in the breach for the Israelites. Jesus is going to take care of us, and he's going to ask us to be like him. Jesus stood in the breach. The Blessed Mother stood in the breach. If you really look at Golgotha, and they said, basically, Jesus says, I will take this punishment upon myself. The Lord loves us, and he's got great plans. So he says, taking the just fury of the divine justice of God upon themselves. What's so beautiful about this gift is to be in God's image and likeness is to be crucified. When you look at Louisa, Jesus said to Louisa, I will crucify you every day. This is what Jesus says. I will crucify you every day. So he's asking us, he's pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life. How much good these messengers do. Okay, so what Jesus is showing us is that being one with Jesus, one with Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, he says how much good as a little child of the divine will, as you become this messenger between heaven and earth, what you do. Okay, so Jesus is trying to make us focus on more than what the saints have done. The saints were good and holy and saintly, done in a human manner. This is to begin to live a life in a divine manner. As soon as we, Triune God, see these little children of the holy divine will coming before our throne, we, Triune God, recognize ourselves in these acts, which, he says, disguised by the human veil of the acts of the creatures, hide our own most holy divine will. But always our most holy divine will. It's not a human will. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, as you learn how to do this, as you go through the 36 volumes, as you study this, what happens at that point is, you know, you start with your prevenient act and your actual acts. You say very, very clearly, come divine will, come breathe in my breathing, come beat in my heart beating, come divine will, come reign in me. And this is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to begin to live this life. Okay? It's not just to do the will of God. Like we've mentioned this before, but when St. Teresa did the dishes, the Father would look down and say, oh, there's little Teresa doing the dishes. How good, how holy, how saintly. When Louisa would do the dishes in the divine will, God would look and say, oh, there's my son. Jesus is doing, because she's allowing Jesus wash in my washing, Jesus pray in my praying, Jesus dance in my dancing. Whatever Louisa did, she says, Jesus, you do this. I don't want to do anything in my human will anymore, but I want you, Lord, to do this. This is what it means to share in God's image and likeness. It's to do what God does, or really, in reality, it's God doing what you're doing. And this is why he says very clearly, he says, as soon as we see the little children of the Holy Divine will coming before our throne, we recognize ourselves in these acts. It's Jesus that's breathing in our breathing. He takes us at our word. So when you say, Jesus, breathe in my breathing, and you take a deep breath, that's Jesus. And what happens is you become peaceful, joyful, and happy. You know, the wonderful thing about this gift is, as you read all 36 volumes, I mean, go through them, pray them, read them. This is why we're asking that you pray the calendar. As you read this, as you study this, as you put this into practice, what happens? It's Jesus that's doing it. You're learning how to live one with Jesus, one with Mary, through little Louisa. And what does God say? He says, when we see them, we recognize ourselves in the acts that these little children of the Holy Divine Will are doing, which are disguised by the human veils. It looks like they're doing it. And that's what Jesus says. I want you to participate in my divinity. We're that drop of water that enters into the cup filled with wine. The priest says every day at Holy Mass, may we share in the divinity of Christ. That drop of water fuses and diffuses and becomes wine. It shares in that which is wine, the water. This is what God is asking of us. Are you willing to do what I want you to do? I want you to do everything one with me, within, through, and for me. Do you see why when you begin to live in the divine will, it's not 1,000,000,000 light years away that Jesus is reigning. He's reigning right with you, within, through, and for you. So he says, we recognize ourselves in these acts that the humans are doing, because they're doing it in the divine will, disguised by the human veils of the acts of the creatures. We hide our own will, but always, it is always our most holy divine will. When you read the first 6 days of the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom, those first 6 days, we have to learn how to do this. Every day at Holy Mass, when I receive Holy Communion, I go through those 6 steps. As I receive Holy Communion, I said, Jesus, I want to receive as you received at the Last Supper, in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, as if all mankind was giving you, Triune God, the glory, the honor, the praise, the love that you gave to your Heavenly Father. You see what Jesus is doing? He's bringing us back. Why do we as Catholics receive Holy Communion? Jesus tells Louisa, you receive Holy Communion. Why? So that you can get ready for the perennial communion with God. As Adam had. Adam, talk with God in the cool of the evening. Our God is asking us, are you willing to do this? So when we go to Holy Mass, and when we receive Holy Communion, we know what Jesus taught Louisa. That he's with us for at least 15 minutes until the host dissolves. So when we receive Holy Communion, Holy Mass, we go into adoring God and loving God and praising God and thanking God and glorifying God. We discipline ourselves to recognize Jesus is with us. We're in communion with him. This is the holiest time of the day. What do? You present before God everything that you would ever even imagine. You say, Lord, reign in me. And if there's any troubles with your family, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, your parishioners, any troubles in their nation, you say to Jesus, Jesus, I'm one with you. You're one with me. Lord, I pray this. Let this prayer be your command. We learn from St. Peter, when Peter was on the water and the storm was happening. And Jesus is walking on the water. He says, if you are the Messiah, command me to come to you. And Jesus said, come. God took his prayer and made it his command. It's Jesus' command. It's not Peter's command. Lord, I surrender this to you. I want you to be the Lord of my life. The command prayer is so powerful. The divine will is so powerful. You enter into a time of happiness. Peaceful, joyful, happy. He says, and I, God, recognize what you are doing as my divine will. God is really doing it. Okay, so we learn to put our human will as Our Lady did, as Our Lady taught Louisa to do. We put our human will at the footstool of God. I surrender it to you. And in exchange, we ask for the divine will. And that means no more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints. Because once you do that, you've you've taken back what you've given to God, your human misery. So the Lord is looking at us, and the Lord is saying, I want you to begin to live this abundant life. So pleased, we, Triune God, say, what an art of love this act has. Do you see what's happening? This act of the human hides inside the acts of the creature so as not to be recognized. Okay, like that's what Jesus says to Louisa. You're doing everything, Louisa, but it looks as if you're doing nothing. So the saints were building monasteries, were building churches, were building universities. And Jesus says, now I want to do this in you. We've learned the basic ABCs of the Catholic faith. And what God now is saying, we, Triune God, are so pleased. Why? Because we see in the soul, the little child of the divine will, linked to Louisa, an art of love. It's an art of God. It hides inside the acts of the soul so as not to be recognized. Why are we so peaceful, joyful, and happy? It's because Jesus is there. He's teaching us that it's not to do, but to live. To live in the will of God. That's what he taught Louisa. And as we read this, as we study this, as we put this into practice, this is what's happening with us. We're learning how to do this. And then Jesus says this, but we, Triune God, know the divine will anyway. We recognize it. And since it is ourselves loving, ourselves acting in that will, we, Triune God, let the divine do whatever the divine will wants, whatever that act is. See, so what's happening is a lot of times when you do a devotional thing, you have your intention. I want to pray that this soul comes back to the Holy Church. I want to pray that this soul is freed from the slavery to sin. We have an intention. Well, Jesus says in the divine will, it's God's intention. That's what we learned when we make the consecration to the Blessed Mother. Lord, Our Lady, I give this to you. You're going to take care of it. I trust you. The same thing with Divine Mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. I know you're going to take care of this. What an art of love this is. It hides inside the acts of the human so as not to be recognized. But we, Triune God, we see this. We know this. It is our loving, ourselves that are loving in that act. And he says, and then we let it do whatever it wishes, whatever it wills. Now think about the two ladders. This is very, very important. What we've learned for the last 2,000 years is a wooden ladder climbing up to heaven. Okay, this is what Jesus shows Louisa. And Jesus says to Louisa, what do you see? She says, well, I see St. Anthony, I see St. Francis, and I see St. Clair. They're all climbing up the ladder, all unique, all individual, climbing up the ladder. And Jesus says, okay, good. That's what I've taught the church, basically through the saints, of how to do the will of God, humanly. Now he says, what do you see with a golden ladder over there? And she says, I see Jesus, I see Jesus, I see Jesus. And Jesus says, yes, these are the little children of the Holy Divine Will. Do you see the difference? We won't have our individuality. We won't put our taste on it. We won't put our spin on it. It will be Jesus. Image and likeness, Jesus. He's our Savior, He's our Master, He's our King, He's our God, He's our all, and He is going to reign in us the way He originally planned with Adam. When God breathed that Ruah of God, that breath of God into the dust, what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. Do you see what God is doing? This is so amazing. So Jesus says, so we, Triune God, call these acts of the little children of the Holy Divine Will, our divine acts. And we, triune God, recognize them as such, although the creature concurred with it. We say, Jesus, breathe in my breathing. You take a deep breath. It's Jesus breathing in our breathing. It's no longer, we've surrendered that to God. And we are now being one with God on earth as the saints possess it in heaven. Do you see what's happening? It's the final stage. It's the stage of sanctification. He says creation was a divine decree. Redemption was a divine decree. Now sanctification is a divine decree. Remember what John Paul II said. May 14th, 2004, at the canonization of St. Honorable Lafrancia, we are now going to learn a new and divine way of holiness. This was Luis's spiritual director. He was so enamored by the writings, he basically said at the end of his life, I want to focus on this great gift of the divine will. And he said that to the people, his community that he built, the Rogatianists, the Daughters of the Divine Zeal. I want you to begin to focus on this life. When you go to Corrado, when you go to the orphanage of St. Anthony in Corrado, where Luisa lived, and her room is now the sanctuary of the chapel. And you go in there and you talk to the sisters. They are filled with joy. Why? They're reading the writings of Luisa. This is the same thing with us. He says, so we call these acts of the little children of holy divine will our divine acts. And we recognize them as such, although the creature concurred, giving her acts as clothes to cover them. So Jesus says, I want you to be my skin. I want to gaze in your gazing. I want to listen in your listening. I want to walk in your walking. I want you to share in my divinity. I want you to participate in God. That's why I created you in my image and likeness, so that you can participate in what I, God, do. When you do it humanly, he says, it's not pleasing to God. He says, I want this. The whole reason for the 36 volumes is to begin to teach us how to do, how to allow God to reign in us. Okay, he says this. I want your acts as clothing, covering these acts that I, God, am doing. I recognize these as God's acts. So the soul is the support on which my holy divine will can lean. The soul is the support, delighting in the development of its life. The soul is the support in making unheard of prodigies. Here Jesus says it again. The soul is the support in hiding itself. God hides himself within the soul, within the creature. And if the divine will could cover itself with her remains, even more so, since creation, the creation and the creature have their origin in its fiat. Do you see what Jesus is showing us? There's no need to worry anymore. There's no need to be fearful or anxious or complaining or negative. There's no need. Jesus is with us. Do you, you know, when I've met some souls that were very close to God, and doing the will of God, saintly, good, holy people, and they're happy, they're peaceful, they're joyful. Jesus is saying, I want more than that now. He says, I want you to enter into my will, my image and likeness, so that you'll have divine joy, divine peace, divine happiness. You know, going back to what Jesus tells Luisa, and these are the truths that you find in the writings. Jesus says, if you're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, you are anticipating hell. Look at some people that are always complaining, always negative, always worried. The happiness isn't there. The peace of God isn't there. Jesus says, I want to give you my joy that your joy may be complete. So he's saying, yeah, this is why he said to the apostles, does worry add one moment to your life? And then he says, of course it doesn't. Then he says, stop worrying. What happens when you stop worrying? You're confident in God. Jesus, I trust in you. I believe in you. You're my Lord. You're my Savior. You're my Master. You're my King. You're my all. There's nothing to worry about. I trust you. You see what God is doing? He's leading us to begin to live the life that the Blessed Mother lived. She, you know, why does Jesus say that the feast of the Divine Will is August 15th? Because he says where the Blessed Mother has gone, the children are going to go. We're going to participate in the life that Mary had, the Blessed Mother had. Why? That's her triumph. The triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary is to be like her son, to possess her life. There's no worry. There's no fear. There's no anxiety. There's no complaints. There's no negativity. There's no sin. That's what God's waiting for. He's waiting for us to participate in this life. So what Jesus, and that's why I'm saying, to say you're living in the divine will means to say you're living without sin. Who is there? I go to confession each week. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. I do not want to live this life any longer. I want to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. How do we receive this? Through Louisa, as you read, as you study. And what does Jesus say? He says it recognizes God's life. Unheard of prodigies are going to happen. Unheard of prodigies. The angels don't even know about these things. For the souls who want this gift and study this gift and put this into practice. That's you and me. Our Lord loves us very, very much. And what is he doing? He's giving to us this gift. He says, hiding itself within the creature, cover itself with her remains, and even more so since the creation and the creatures, the humans, have their origin in the fiat of God. Okay, the fiat lux creation started. The fiat mihi, God became man. And now with this new Adam, Jesus, this new Eve, Mary, we have the newborn Louisa, the firstborn in the divine will. And Jesus says, this is what I'm calling you to. See, going back to the apostles, we should have such joy in wanting to live this life that we are filled with zeal. Why? Jesus is teaching us. Remember, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will reveal to you all truths and remind you of everything that I've said. What did Jesus say? Read the book of heaven. It's there. It's all there. So Jesus is saying to us, very, very clearly, since the creation of the creatures have the origin, the fiat, living, growing, and being preserved in the fiat. See, now the third fiat is the fiat voluntas tua. May your kingdom come and reign in me, in this dust, on earth, this dust, as it is in heaven, as the saints possess you in heaven. See, this ruah of God, this breath of God, God wants to breathe in us. But he can't if we're in the way. So this is why, again, those six steps that Our Lady teaches Louisa in the first 6 days of the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom are essential for us to know and to live. It's essential for us to know and to live this. It's not just saying, I give my human will to you. No, you got to go deeper than that. And that's what Jesus teaches us. So he says, the fiat is the actor. The fiat is the audience of all human acts done in the divine will. All the little children of the holy divine will, the fiat is the actor. God is doing it. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. God is doing it. Jesus, walk in my walking. Excuse me. God is doing that. And the audience of all their acts, listen to this. These little children of the Holy Divine will link to Louisa, shall live their lives in my fiat. These little children of the Holy Divine will shall fly to heaven with one act wanted by the divine will. Jesus, wash the dishes as I wash the dishes. That's an act, flying to heaven. Wanting the divine will, then God is doing it. Let me gaze at the bubbles in the sink. You know, every bubble, I want that to be, and I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I adore you, I worship you. I want you, Jesus, to gaze in my gazing, to give back to the Father all that you used to do when you were on earth. I want you to reign on earth as it is in heaven, as the saints possess you in heaven. What does that mean? Your family will be filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Why? Jesus is there. Your miserable human will isn't there anymore. You know, so often people will say something and the response is, why did you say that? Well, I meant this. Yeah, sure, you meant that. It's hostility. It's to enter into the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. They never said anything harsh. It was always filled with love. The new Adam and the new Eve. That's why Jesus, and that's why the Benedictine oblates of the divine will, each family, each house becomes a little house of Nazareth. You know, if you're a Benedictine oblate of the divine will, make sure that you have a picture of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I always put Louisa there too. You know, when we were kids in my family, my mom would, every day at 7 o'clock, we had Father Chiacchoni, who would pray the rosary on the radio. And every night at 7 o'clock, we would pray the rosary. When we would all kneel before the statue of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, the Holy Family. And you can see how God planned that for later on when everyone began to become Benedictine oblates of the divine will. It's to begin to live. That's what Jesus says to Louisa. To live the little house of Nazareth, filled with peace, joy, and happiness. You know, God has great plans. And they're not human. They're divine. Everything belongs to the divine will. And see, this is what God is teaching us. He's teaching us to begin to live this abundant life. He's teaching us how to live this abundant life. So it says, all rights are its own. All the rights are of God. We enter into this life one with God. Again, as Catholics, why do we receive Holy Communion? To be one with God. It's why do we spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, looking at Jesus? Jesus looking at us to become one with God. So Jesus says the next line, which is so beautiful, nobody can escape my fiat. He's hauling us in. You look at Peter when Jesus says, put your net to the other side. And Peter obeys and he hauls in the biggest catch ever. See, there will be one church, one flock, one shepherd. There aren't many religions. There is the universal life of the Catholic faith. This is what God is calling us to. And again, there's trouble in the church, absolutely. But Jesus says, the gates of hell will not prevail. What does that mean? There's going to be a war, a battle, inside and outside of the church, which we are watching. But it's not going to fail. It's not going to fall. It will look like it's dead. We're going to be, it's a full frontal assault against the church right now. But As you enter into this gift of the divine will, Jesus is going to teach you. Jesus is going to teach you how to live this life, this Catholic life. Nobody can escape my fiat. Nobody can escape this universal life. The only difference is that the one who lives in it lives together with the divine will and knows the divine will and is aware of everything the divine will does, delights in the divine will with her company. We want to be part of this divine will. It forms its joy in its confirmation of what my divine will wants to do in the soul. What does God want to do in your soul? He wants to give you his joy so that your joy may be complete. So what does Jesus say? Those that are peaceful, joyful, and happy are anticipating heaven. Let God reign. There's no worry. There's no fear. There's no anxiety. There's no complaints. You know, the evil one is always tempting us. And what Jesus tells Louisa is, it's very simple. You say to the evil one, hey, you don't belong to me. Jesus reigns in me. Jesus is with me. Get away. The devil flees instantaneously. He sees that you are one with Jesus and Mary through little Louisa and is terrified. Learn the power that's in the divine will. Really begin to live this abundant life. This is what Jesus is asking. He's asking us to do this. He says very clearly, the only difference is the one who lives in the divine will lives together with the divine will, knows the divine will, is aware of everything the divine will does, delights in the divine will with their company, and forms its joy, its confirmation of what my most holy divine will wants to do in us. This joy, it's heaven. On the other hand, the one who does not live in the most holy divine will does not know it. It remains isolated and forms its continuous pain. This is the misery of the human will. Continuous pain. Listen to what you say when you go to confession. I want to make a firm purpose of amendment not to worry anymore, not to be fearful anymore, not to be negative anymore. Learn what this great gift of the divine will is all about. This is what Jesus is asking of us. Jesus is asking us to do something that Adam lost, to do something that Jesus and Mary possessed. It's to begin to live this abundant life. How glorious is this? How magnificent is this? It's ours, if we wish it. And it's right there in front of you. It's the book of heaven. Read it, study it, put it into practice. If you have difficulty, go to a priest and talk to him about it. What does this mean? What does this mean? And God will show you how important this gift is, how glorious this gift is. So we'll end there in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.